Since she retired to Perdido Key, Trish O'Neill finds time every day to walk the beach. This day, she has a special reason for doing it.
I'm a volunteer with the Federal Parks System. Did you have any questions for me today regarding the oil?
She is one of 35 people who have been trained by the National Park Service since oil began washing up along park grounds on Perdido Key. O'Neill talks to visitors about native birds and sensitive dunes, but most ask about the oil.
Mostly people are wanting to know, what does it look like? They don't know what the oil looks like, and it's so itty-bitty that we point that out to them. The other thing they want to know is, are they safe?
The first signs of contamination from the spill were tar balls on beaches around Pensacola. Oily globs started appearing on Thursday, and sand on Perdido Key is now stained from oily residue. But O'Neill tells sunbathers it is still safe to swim.
We don't have enough of it on our beach right now to be a big concern, but we don't want people to, it is a toxin.
The oil spill poses a threat to fishing and recreation businesses across the Gulf. For O'Neill, the bigger concern is protecting wildlife and their native habitats.
It's for the animals, and the animals, you can't replace them if they're gone forever. The beach will return.
Many other residents along the Gulf Coast share that concern for the future of the region. Some are taking action by cleaning up portions of beach by themselves.
I'd like to assure everyone.
Even actor Kevin Costner is getting involved. The star told lawmakers in Washington about a device his company has developed to remove oil from the water.
The cost of recovering a spill on the ocean is a fraction of the cost of cleaning it on the shore.
BP has now ordered 32 of Costner's machines, but the actor says he was frustrated by previous responses to his idea.
My enthusiasm for what the machine could do was met with apathy, a refusal to move off the status quo.
In spite of the challenges, inventors continue to share their ideas. John Galarno has built a system called Oil Trap to collect surface oil.
We'll have a boom coming out this way to one side and a boom out this way, so when all the oil starts to pack in, it'll be funneled and it'll be collected into these systems.
Galarno said the idea was born of frustration at the cleanup effort and the lack of equipment for the job.
I'm surprised it hasn't been done before, and this will stop that oil from going into the estuaries.
Galarno stopped in Pensacola Beach at the start of a tour of the Gulf. He hopes to sell oil trap units to affected communities. He says the goal is not to make money, but to protect the ecosystem.
There's still a lot of beautiful estuaries that are going to get destroyed. And if I could do anything and be a part of this, I would like to see our estuaries protected, because I'm a very outdoorsman. I spend a lot of time in the Everglades and fishing in the flats and stuff. So this is just a devastating thing.
For those who enjoy Pensacola Beach, every contribution to the cleanup effort is welcome. Brian Wagner, VOA News in Perdido Key, Florida.